Hey church, what an amazing season we are in. And you know what? We're about to hear a great word from Pastor Russell. So prepare your hearts, prepare your ears. Let's take a look.
So good to have you with us. We are so excited to have you with us today, and we're blessed beyond anything. You can take your seats at home. It's so good to be with you. You know, it's Pentecost Sunday. It's the birthday of the church. The church was birthed on Pentecost, and we're going to look at that today. You know, Jesus, remember in Matthew 16, he talks about the church. First time it's mentioned, it's built on the revelation of Jesus. And then Jesus takes the disciples on a journey, and then he eventually goes and he says, I'm going to send somebody who represents me, and he will lead you into all truth. He is the Holy Spirit. So when Jesus walked the earth, he represented the Father. He said, what you see me do, I do on behalf of my Father. In other words, every miracle, every breakthrough, every feeding of the 5,000, whatever Jesus did, it was a representation of his Father. He was heaven's representative on the earth. Now, when he ascended, he said, I'm going to send somebody who's a part of the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will come. And he said, he will lead you into all truth, and he will guide you, and he will direct you, and he will come and give you power. And he said, wait for the Holy Spirit. And so on the day of Pentecost, Pentecost means 50. So on the day of Pentecost, there they were, 120 disciples. 120. Remember when Jesus walked the earth? There were crowds everywhere. You know, one day he fed 5,000 men alone. They say that could be up to 40,000 people. That's the crowds Jesus was pulling. But now after the cross, there was just 120 people who were in one accord, with one heart, with one mind. That is to encounter the Holy Spirit. You know, when Jesus... So I want to talk to you about God's Glorious Church, subtitled The Spirit-Empowered Church. You see, church is the vehicle, is the institution for revival on this earth. But just like a vehicle, I have a car and you can have the steering wheel. I call that the vision. Yeah. You can have the seats, you can have the stereo, that's a worship team. You can have spaces for people to hang out. Yeah, you can have storage area in a car. But without an engine, it goes nowhere. And the engine or the power of what is in the church is the power of the Holy Spirit. And it's the power of God that is what moves the vehicle to be this great revival vehicle to see the kingdom of heaven come on earth. I don't know about you, but I want the Holy Spirit more and more. I'm hungry for Him more and more. I'm desiring Him more and more. I need His touch more and more. You know, it doesn't matter where you are, He is there. Doesn't matter what you're going through, He is there. And His power is there for you today. And today we are celebrating Holy Spirit and what He has done in our lives. It's the birth of the church because the power of heaven came to us. It came to us. You see, one day Jesus hanging with his homies and he says, hey, bro, I'm going away. And then what? No, this couldn't be. And he said, yeah, but I'm going to send somebody who represents me. He was telling the disciples a new representation of heaven on the earth will be the Holy Spirit. In Luke 24, it says this in verse 49, and now I will send the Holy Spirit just as my Father promised, but stay here in the city until the Holy Spirit comes and fills you with power from heaven. It's not power from our good works. It's not power from our education. It's not power from our kindness. It's power from heaven. It's not power in our own strength. It's not power in our own abilities. It's not power in our own might. It's power from heaven. And His power, He said, wait for this power that comes through the Holy Spirit. One of the scriptures that we've been a foundational scripture at Planet Shakers is in Acts 1:8, and you receive power. Everyone at home, say power. Everyone can hear my voice, say power. And you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you to be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the earth. In other words, these were Christians. These were followers of Christ. He was already living in them, but they needed to become they have a separate experience where He comes upon them. Holy Spirit comes upon them and gives them power. That word power means ability, God's ability. That word power means efficiency, God's efficiency. And that word power means might, God's might. So when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, He gives you a heavenly power, a heavenly ability. He gives you a heavenly efficiency. Things will happen faster and accelerate faster than you could do in your own strength or in your own ways. God wants to accelerate through His power, and it also means might. We're not talking about the might of man. Men can do some things, but we are talking about the might of heaven. The might that declares, let there be light, and there's light. The might of heaven. The might of heaven that comes upon a boy called David as he's out there playing his guitar, playing his harp, and the Spirit of God comes upon him, and he destroys a bear and a lion as they come to attack the sheep. And then that same young boy comes and looks Goliath in the eye, and he says, you come to me with a sword and a spear, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts. Because what happened is, one day Samuel the prophet was coming to look for the new king, and he came to David's dad's house, Jesse. And there David is out in the field. He's even forgotten. No one's invited him to the party. And they bring all the brothers out for the prophet to anoint the new king, the next king. And the first one, he's handsome and he's tall and he's brilliant. And God says, not the one. Next one, same. Next one, same. Goes through all the brothers. They're all gifted. They're all talented. They're all good at what they did, were doing. And Jesse is there, and Samuel turns to him and says, do you have any more children? Oh yeah, I have David. Imagine if you were David. You'd feel so neglected. You could feel so unimportant. He said, go get him. And so David is taken from the field. And as he comes, God says, this is the one. In fact, the Bible says of David, he was a man after God's own heart. God's not looking for your natural ability. He's looking for your availability. He's not just looking for your talent. He's looking for your hunger. And it's hungry people that He comes upon, and He gives them supernatural ability. And the Bible says that Samuel anointed David, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon David that day. So that's why he could take on Goliath and bring him down. Why? Because he wasn't fighting in his own strength. God gave him supernatural ability. He gave him supernatural efficiency, and He gave him supernatural might. The Holy Spirit came upon him. In Acts 1, verse 4, it says, do not leave Jerusalem until the Father sends you the gift He promised us. As I told you before, John baptized with water, but in a few days, this is what we're celebrating today, you will be baptized. That word baptize means to be continually immersed. You might have had a touch from God. We'll get another touch today. You might have had an experience on a boom camp or a conference or a church experience, but you need another experience today. You need to continually be immersed where the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And you'll be baptized with the Holy Spirit. So when the apostles were with Jesus, they kept asking him, Lord, has the time come? And he went on and said, the Father alone has the authority to set those dates and times, but not for you to know. But then he goes, but you, I'm talking to you. I'm talking to every person who can hear my voice, who's hungry to change the world. I'm talking to every person who says, I need a touch from heaven. But you will receive. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses, telling people everywhere about me in Jerusalem, Judea, in Samaria, to the ends of the earth. So there they are. Remember Peter, probably about 60 days before, maybe 70 days beforehand, he's there and they've arrested Jesus. And they said to him, weren't you one of his disciples? Weren't you a follower of Christ? He said, no, not me. Then someone asked him again, aren't you a follower? He said, no, he was full of fear. Didn't even want to say he was associated with Jesus. Third time happened. Something happened after that. Jesus died and rose again, and he appeared to them. But something changed on Peter's life on the day of Pentecost. He went from being fearful to be bold. He went from being intimidated to be somebody who stood up, because it was he who stood up after this and he said, you who crucified Christ, and he preached the gospel and 3,000 people were added today. What was the difference with Peter when he denied Christ to Peter who began to preach Christ? What was the difference? He had an encounter with the power of God, and when the power of God comes upon you and it gives you ability and gives you this boldness that's beyond your own ability, you'll be amazed. You'll be amazed what he can do through your life. You notice that Jesus said, wait for the Holy Spirit. In other words, position yourself. The Bible says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They will rise up on wings of eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. There's something happens when you position yourself, whether it's in your devotional life, whether it's in the music you listen to, whether it's positioning your giving, your money, whether you're positioning your family, positioning your friends, positioning your life to encounter the presence of God. He said, wait for the Holy Spirit. Get in a position for the Holy Spirit to use you. I can take you through my life and I can show you the places where I had such encounters that things shifted. I can take you in a meeting at the age of about 8 years of age that I got baptized in the Holy Spirit and began speaking in other languages as the Spirit gave me utterance, gave me the ability. And when I hit my teenage years, this experience had stayed with me. And when I was going through my teenage years and I began to ask and question whether God was real, this experience that I had at 8 years of age, I could not deny. The language I was speaking was not made up. It was of the Holy Spirit. So I knew it was real. Age of 17, I'm at a camp. I'm positioning myself to receive. And on that camp, I had an encounter where the Holy Spirit revealed the love of Jesus to me. And when God says, I want to use you greatly, and I said, but I can't do this and I can't do that. I was looking at all my inadequacies, and there are people listening to me now, and the devil loves reminding you of all your inadequacies, what you can't do and what you're not good at, or what you'll never be able to do. But here I want to encourage you, when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, he gives you an ability that's beyond your natural ability. He gives you might that's beyond your natural might. He gives you an efficiency that's beyond your natural efficiency, and you'll be amazed where God takes you. And you, 17 years of age, had this encounter. And God says, I want to use you to speak all over the world. And I said, God, I can't speak. He said, who said that? And I said, he said, I never said that. He said, I want to give you power, my power. Now, sure, I had to develop the gifts that God had put in my life, but something shifted because of the authority that came from heaven. I went out of there and started an urban life group, which grew to 50 people. We partitioned it and it grew to 50 people again. We partitioned it and it grew to another 50 people. Then they said to me, would you take over the teenage ministry? I said, no. They said, why not? I said, because I was a teenager and I gave my youth pastor hell. I believe in sowing and reaping, so I don't want any hell. And they said, would you go and pray? And I said, sure, I'll go pray. And God says, go start the teenage youth ministry, 20 kids. First week, I'm there and I said, come on, let's lift our hand. And a kid lifted up his hand and he extracted his finger and he gave me the bird. It wasn't the dove, I'm telling you right now. And I'm like, God, what am I doing here? These kids aren't interested in God. These teenagers, these young people aren't interested in God. He said, yes, they are. Just see what I see about them. Eventually, these 20 young people had this amazing encounter with God where the power of God came upon them and they started praying for each other and they started falling down under the power of heaven. And I wasn't praying for him, I was playing guitar. And these young people who were giving me the bird weeks before are now praying for people. And God begins to do something. And then I begin to tell them, Daniel 11:32, those who know their God shall do great exploits. So I started telling them what God was like. He's good. He's a loving father. He's a God that he doesn't have favorites. He's just looking for hungry people. He's not a God up in heaven with a big stick that loves whacking people. He's a God that has open arms that says, I've got a destiny and inheritance for you, and I want to use you. One of these kids, young people in my youth group, was a girl called Linda. Linda went and started a prayer group in her school. Before long, 80 young people were going to the prayer group at lunchtime. Then another guy called Andrew and Matt, two guys, they started and they were getting 400. Another guy called Michael, he was getting 100. And all of a sudden our youth group began to grow, and within a very short time we were 300 young people. Why did that happen? Because I was so talented and so gifted? No, because I had an encounter with heaven. The Holy Spirit came upon me and gave me ability, and I continue to develop the gifts in my life, but God gave me ability that was beyond my own gifting. At the age of 27, I'm now running the youth and young adults. There's 1,000 young people and young adults in our church. And I have this encounter with God where God says, start a conference called Planet Shakers. I said, God, what's that? I've discovered that revival comes two ways. Have an encounter with God, love God with all your heart, and obey Him with all your life. So I had this encounter where the fire of God, where the power of God, I believe it was for the next season of my life that I had this defining encounter. Oh, I had daily encounters, but there's defining encounters that literally shift the course of your life. And so we went back and we started Planet Shakers Conference. Now, 27 years, I was at that age. And we started a conference in 1997, which eventually grew to 30,000 attenders in Australia. Out of that came our worship that touches millions of people. Then I had another encounter with God, a defining encounter in my 30s, where God said, start a church in Melbourne. And so we left everything and did whatever God told us to do. And we started this church, now 17,000 people in Melbourne and 3 international campuses, and millions of people watching us live online every week. And I sit there and I go, this is just not natural. It's not on the talent of Russell. It's not on the talent of Sam. It's on the power of heaven. It's His ability, it's His efficiency, and it's His might. But I had to get in a position where I had a suddenly moment. See, we think suddenly moments just happen out of the blue. But suddenly moments happen when people position and hunger after God. As they position, they're in the upper room waiting. And the Bible says, on the day of Pentecost, all the believers were meeting in one place. The Bible, another version says, one accord. They had one purpose in mind. That was to encounter God and then be witnesses about God on the earth. And it says, suddenly came when they positioned themselves. There was a sound from heaven like the roaring of a mighty windstorm. I'm here to tell you there's a sound from heaven that God wants to release through your life and my life, through the church of Jesus Christ, the vehicle of revival on the earth, the vehicle for the kingdom to be released, a sound that literally changes the earth. That day, that moment in an upper room in Jerusalem, the church was birthed through a sound from heaven. There was a sound. It wasn't a sound of negativity or fear. It was a sound of a roaring, mighty wind, the wind of heaven. But you notice this, nothing was destroyed because God's wind builds things up. God's power builds things up. The only thing Jesus came to destroy was the works of the evil one. He came to destroy sickness. He came to destroy sin. He came to destroy racism. He came to destroy poverty. He came to destroy the works of the enemy. See, as Christians, if we have the Spirit of God living in us, we're here to build up, not pull down. The only thing we pull down are the works of the enemy. Yeah. And the Bible says, and it filled the house where they were sitting. Then what looked like flames or tongues of fire appeared and settled on each of them. In other words, they had an encounter with the fire of heaven. The Bible says God is an all-consuming fire. I remember when I was 27, when the fire of God came upon me. And I this encounter changed my life forever. What I'm doing today happened as a result of that encounter. You hearing my voice today is a result of that encounter. When the fire of God comes upon you, He marks you and brands you for purpose, and He brands you to be somebody who makes a difference in the world. It doesn't matter where you're from. It doesn't matter what your upbringing is. It doesn't matter how you feel about yourself. When God comes upon you, He marks you for such a time as this. And I'm here to encourage you. It's your time. It's your hour. Just get in His presence and get it suddenly. And the Bible says, and everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit, and they began to speak in other tongues. They began to speak another language as the Holy Spirit gave them this ability. And the people are around, they were speaking in the language to them about how good God was. There's other occasions when the Holy Spirit, people get baptized in the Holy Spirit, they speak unto God. And so this power that God gives you is just incredible. See, the Bible says when we speak in other tongues, we build ourselves up. It's for our edifying of ourselves. God's given us this gift and ability to release a sound through a language that we haven't even learned. But He's given us by faith. You see, today, I shifted most of what I had to say because my introduction became bigger than what it was supposed to be. But I just wanted you to know, church, His presence is here. It's in your room. If you're in an urban life group meeting together now, the presence of God is there. We're to agree concerning anything. It shall be done. The empowered church, the engine room of the church is the Spirit of God. It's the power of God. Without Him, we're going nowhere. Without Him, we're just an organization. But with Him, we have life-giving power. With Him, we have glory and we give Him honor. You see, God's presence is available for you now. If God can do it with an insecure pastor's kid, to give him supernatural ability, supernatural efficiency, supernatural might, it's available for everybody. and he wants to do the same for you. All you got to do is position yourself.
Wow, wasn't that amazing? And I'm sure it's exactly what you needed to hear right now for what you're going through. Hey, don't forget to follow us on all social media platforms at Planet Shakers. Keep in touch in this season that we're in. And also you can email us or check our website for other details as well.